Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you the first to arrive?
Has joined.
Good afternoon. Yes.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
So, please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Kimincha, Sati. Abel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Baharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Hutcha Kivavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yutkaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Biro Tufa Nael Adata Ketufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Gimelamet Ezayan Fu Shavatenu Kabel Ushmaati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shinkufal Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Befanum, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed
L'Olam
Noseyam
Has joined
Shah V'chata'av V'nakei We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutshabrihu ishkinte bitkilu urkimu utkilu utkilu urkimu. V'yachta l'shem yudhe bavave v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Elohimu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononeh aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar tanenan dekutsha Rihu koma de'aved le'ela wetata kola yihu kishot yovada dikshot Relate la mila bialma divae bar bar nash the dach ya leya mine ya ulan haga be ya kalana the hakulu obada the shot inun wikola it's the reef bialma the eighth verse of the Anapakah, we say in a whisper, we're now going to make a connection to meditation that we do during the 3 weeks, where we take Hashem's name and we move one letter to the right in order to veil the energy. It becomes Dalet Hey Dalet. We take Hashem's name and move one letter to the left, and it becomes Kaf Vav Zayin Vav. And then the central column is created utilizing the Yad Vash letter substitutions, and it becomes Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. And when we take these three names, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, and add them, their gematria together, it's 361, which is 360. The letter Shin, when spelled out, Shin Yud Nun, is 360. And the three names are 361. So it's the letter Shin plus the Kolel. That's the number one. So we have created a letter Shin. The fourth meditation is the word Sera, which means troubles and chaos, which is what this period is all about. And we utilize its gematria of 295, recognizing that that's the same gematria as the name Elohim when spelled out. So we use the energy of Elohim to rearrange the letters of Tzara into Ritzeh, where we have changed the energy of the period, which is originally chaotic and troubles. We've rearranged it into Ritzeh, which is the desire for opportunities. And when we add the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to Elohim, we have 295 plus 65, which is 360. And we therefore have created a second Shin. And we take these two letters, Shin, and connect to the phrase Sim Shalom. And the gematria of Sim Shalom is 726. With the two letters Shin, we had 720. But when we add a kolel for each of the six names that we have connected to in these meditations, the six names are Hashem, Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, Elohim, and Adonai. When we add one for each of these six names, we connect to the phrase Sim Shalom exactly with 726 as their gematria. And this is how we inject the consciousness of peace and serenity into this period, having transformed the period of chaos into opportunities and creating the sense of serenity and peace in this period. Now, our handout today, our class today, is the second part of the calendar of the holidays for class 10. So you'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 10 of that matrix, in the left column, it's basic class 10, calendar and holidays, part 2. And when that opens up, the handout, which is at the top of the page, will be basic class 10, beginning with Tammuz, which is where we left off 2 weeks ago. So click on that link, and that's where it will open up, and we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud k'shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu. Urchimu dhilu dhilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bovavhe. Le'yichuda shalim l'shem kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kurenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kurenehu. We're starting with the month of Tammuz, and we're going through and learning about the correction of people born in the month of Tammuz. But the energy of Tammuz affects everybody during that month. And Tammuz has part of the early part of the three negative weeks. So the person with a tikkun in Cancer, which is connected to the month of Tammuz, there is an enormous amount of pride left over from the previous incarnation as a Capricorn. And please do not make the mistake of thinking that the Capricorn from last lifetime was the sun sign. The Capricorn was the north node in your last lifetime, and it becomes the south node in this lifetime. The south node represents the mistakes that you made in your last lifetime. And in this case of Tammuz, the person who had a north node of Capricorn, made these following mistakes. Pride. As a Capricorn, you were totally obsessed with professional victory, with honor, with respectability. All of these are aspects of pride. Bolstering your own reputation was the main motivation of your life. You undertook impossible tasks, if only to gain the admiration of others. You appointed yourself judge and jury, and as a consequence, condemned the mistakes committed by others. Though you saw yourself as a guardian of the moral order, you neglected morality's most important attribute, mercy. As a result, you have not forged many friendships, and have often been considered a shameless opportunist. This drive to achieve overwhelmed you with excessive responsibilities that prevented you from thinking about others. Consumed by social missions, you were oddly enough oblivious to other people. You lived cut off from the real pleasures of life, from home, from family, from friendship. And you lived a secluded, selfish existence in your own secret universe. From this previous incarnation, you have the seriousness and the discipline to accomplish whatever goals you set for yourself in this life. But the tikkun in Cancer suggests that you relinquish the notion that professional victories, social importance, and your own reputation are the keys to your happiness. Kabbalistic wisdom tells us that these are all illusions. Your correction in Cancer points you towards a new goal. It suggests that real happiness, durable, satisfying happiness, can be found in the creation of a truly warm and loving home. Along this path, you will discover a world heretofore unknown to you that is filled with the wonder, the simplicity, and the spontaneity of childhood. You will learn flexibility and generosity in relationships and in parenting. The most difficult renunciation of your past life will lie in your abandonment of the well-established Capricorn ideals of success and failure. The key to your real success will be found in the loving eyes of your family, in your dedication and your devotion to that love. It is here that you will find the ultimate satisfaction. And we see how the mistakes of our last lifetime get adjusted and corrected by the tools that we are given in this lifetime. What are those tools? It's recognizing the pride. It's recognizing the attributes and the mistakes of being a Capricorn in the last lifetime, where you saw everything in terms of fragmentation, and you saw everything in terms of struggling for attention of others, for veneration of others. And in this lifetime, you initially come in with those same attributes, but you're also given the tools of your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, and the other nine aspects of your chart. And all of these are going to be utilized as tools to recognize mistakes that you made as a Capricorn and moving forward into the emotional aspects of Tammuz, which is what allows you to see how to correct them with respect to your family. You're not going to be looking outward to other people for your pride, for your their feelings about you. You're going to look to your inward side, to your home, to your loving family. As you correct the relationship with each of these people by feeling their emotions, as you do this throughout your life, you're making the correction. In the month of Av, the person with a cocoon in Leo carries the former life of an Aquarian. You are an individual who was set apart in your previous incarnation. You didn't really care about your family. You were constantly trying to save the world. But because of your brilliance, you were considered important and unique. And you have brought tremendous inner power and ample creativity and fierce ambition with you into this lifetime. These are all tools that you will learn how to cope and how to make the tycoon that is the Leo. You were never a model of discipline as an Aquarian. You were always too independent. However, you will seek originality at any cost. You are a rule breaker. As a result, you may have difficulty getting others to take you seriously. As a Leo, people are going to look to you and you're going to expect them to think of you as royalty. Although keeping yourself apart has strengthened you as the Aquarian, you overcame doubts by confronting them. Relationships meant the world to you, but you were always afraid of being abandoned. You even tolerated abuse in order to maintain closeness, and you always had the feeling of not receiving in return for what you had given. You let relationships dominate you, and because of this, you never developed to your full spiritual potential that is represented by the Aquarian. In your previous incarnation, you had the opportunity to rise from abject poverty to the heights of affluence. And these opportunities will present themselves again in your present incarnation. If you learn to exploit your inner strength, you have been severely scarred by your lack of discipline, which in previous incarnations prevented you from focusing on real goals. In your life as an Aquarius, you already had an acute sense of justice and equality. Your energy was utilized now and again for defending noble causes, but you preferred to deal with masses of people rather than with the individual human being. You see yourself in the future rather than in the present. Tikkun in Leo points you toward abandoning desire for superficial originality in favor of developing your capacity to serve humanity. You must pursue this path for yourself, not for the eyes of others. You have, in fact, more than one key from your previous incarnation to use in this one. Your ambition will help you find a true and noble cause through which you will share your gifts with humanity. Your tikkun suggests that you will be given the opportunity to lead, provided that you do so in a selfless way. Along this path, you can use your inner strength, your creativity and originality to reveal new opportunities in the world around you. And you will have the capacity as the leader, as the king or queen, you'll have that capacity to motivate people to be more than they are. But not through words, through examples of how you approach them, how you demonstrate in your life that they can look up to and decide to change their life. In the month of Elul, like the Pisces, you were in your former life. You have been consumed by your dreams and your fantasies and have paid dearly for your melodramatic inclinations. Nourished on tragedy, on stories of tragedy, you totally lack the capacity to discern between right and wrong, between good and bad. Confronted with numerous obstacles, you often just let things happen. When they didn't work out, you succumbed to self-pity. In your previous life, you were heavily dependent on others, but your sensitivity to pain inhibited you from relieving that pain. The same emotional fragility may have led you to seek refuge in drugs or alcohol and other head-in-the-sand behaviors. Also, as a Pisces, you tend to be more telepathic, more psychic in your abilities, and that caused you to become fragile because society does not look kindly on the telepath, on the psychic. Your intuition may have allowed you to act for others with the intention of helping them, but you were never completely free of a sort of self-interest, of a personal agenda. You had talent in the arts, and you could have been a famous musician or painter. Many of your good deeds were a pretext for receiving gratitude. To make your correction, you must gain a more realistic and less hypersensitive view of the world. You must use more reason and less emotion in making your decisions. Self-discipline and determination will help keep your feet on the ground and extract you from overly dependent relationships. Most of all, you must stop letting things happen to you by taking responsibility for yourself. You must learn to speak your mind both for your own benefit and for the benefit of others. Essentially, you must stop whining. This lifetime affords you an opportunity to settle accounts, to forgive, and to move on. Reflection will be your new tool for tackling problems, but actions will put you on the road to your correction. If you succeed in establishing values within yourself and get your head out of the melodramatic clouds, you will be able to turn your attention towards creation and creating. If you succeed in establishing more concrete values, detach yourself from emotion, gain independence from those around you, and stick with your desires long enough, you will learn love and the inner peace. This will help you to seize opportunities, to overcome obstacles, and manifest your dreams in the real world. Preserving relationships at all costs and always compromising have not proven to be the right solution for you. This is the nature of the Piscean. Your new motto should be here and now. This will help you to seize opportunities, to overcome obstacles, and manifest your dreams in this physical world, this real world. In conclusion, just as the person born in the Virgo sun sign has a tendency to see details and to constantly judge others, the energy of the month of Virgo will tend to assist all of us in judging. But it is important that we make those judgments of ourselves and not to be judging others. One final point about Virgo. Males who are born in Virgo, in Elul, they come with a baggage. They come with an event from their last lifetime where they caused an accidental death. They did this by their judgment of others. They did this by not paying attention to details. And thus they are given a tool in their sun sign or in their moon sign in order to be able to evaluate and see the details so that they will not cause that accidental death in this lifetime. This is the tool they are given. This is the tool that we all will receive during the month of Elul that is coming up in 3 weeks. The month of Tishrei. In your previous incarnation as an Aries, you were noted for self-confidence, but your high opinion of yourself led to many disappointments. Preoccupied with yourself, you wasted your energy and were in an almost constant state of agitation. Although you worked, you never built anything solid. You overreacted to failures. You assumed aggressive attitudes. And you often grappled with problems in your narrow-minded ways. This brought about a profound sense of frustration, which in your present life has provoked an aggressiveness that often puzzles those close to you. A Tikkun in Libra points you towards sacrifice in its noblest sense. To free yourself from frustration, you need to move along a path of devotion to a cause beyond yourself. In the past, your ego placed you within a limited circle of friends, which restricted your opportunities for sharing. Being a part of a team will help you gain equilibrium. As a part of a team, you will need to consider what others say and open yourselves to the possibility that their opinions have merit. This will soften your personality.
Has joined.
You will become more capable of mastering your anger. As you come to understand that the group's success is more important than your own, you will experience real happiness. Through this sort of unselfishness, you can accomplish your correction and find inner peace. The Tikkun in Libra is one of the most difficult connections because it entails nullifying your pride in this life in order to correct the errors of a previous one. Your previous antisocial behavior had pressure, puts pressure on relationships, making you go through emotional breakdowns. You have never known durable relationships. For this purpose, your marriage will provide the best opportunity to understand real sharing and gain inner strength from loving someone else selflessly. By becoming the driving force behind your partner, you will be able to let go of your narrow idea of I and begin to move through the world as we. At the same time, you will come to understand that the goal is less important than the process of achieving it. This new perspective will reveal new horizons to you. The Tikkun in Libra has to do, in simple words, is becoming we, becoming part of your marriage, becoming part of your family, and placing those values ahead of your own, and becoming part of a community, and placing the community's values ahead of yourself. In conclusion, the month of Tishrei keeps us busy doing the spiritual work that we're requested of us by the Creator. Just as we do His work this month, He promises to do our work in the physical world. He will keep our businesses or our employers or our families calm and in control so that we have the time to do His spiritual work. And this is part of the gift from Hashem this month of Tishrei. Heshvan. In your previous incarnation as a Taurus, you were firmly attached to a certain way of viewing the world. This view left you stubborn, slow, and unwilling to change. You were the consummate hedonist. You were in love with beauty and nature, were extremely possessive, and pursued material rather than spiritual assets. Fearful of the loss of your own comfort zone, you cut yourself off from meaningful experiences. Hemmed in by obstinacy, you did not listen or learn from others. In this lifetime, you have the tools to make meaningful change. This tikkun, like most tikkunim, is difficult. It may entail some material loss, until one realizes the futility of materiality and makes a spiritual connection. As time goes on, you will become more independent in your action. Your relationships will deepen as you develop more and greater empathy and remove the coldness, which is the middle letters from the Scorpio, the Kuf and the Resh, that keeps the Ayin and the Bet separated. This can only occur when you start considering others and appreciating their connection to the Creator and not what material value they can have towards you. By letting go of your fear of material loss, you will increase your capacity to receive, both on a spiritual and also on the material levels. The month of Kislev. In your previous incarnation as a Gemini, you bring this duality of living with two opposing viewpoints and the uncertainty it creates into this lifetime. In your last lifetime, decision-making was your major stumbling block. In this lifetime, your tikkun is to define your aims and then to accomplish them. Your responsibilities and obligations are opportunities to solidify and reveal your own opinions. You will find it necessary to pursue justice in such a way that your integrity, your sincerity, and a refusal to compromise will become central issues in your tikkun, in your soul's progression, and in your spiritual growth. Once you find your own identity, you will be able to find your true mission on earth, which will involve sharing your wisdom and revealing truth. Events. In your previous incarnation as a Cancer, you were constantly fearful and anxious. In your past life, you sought security by realizing a life, idealizing life. In this way, you managed to conceal your problems or to abdicate your personal freedoms by accepting direction and control from others. The result was to reject spontaneity and responsibility. As a result, you are the ultimate conformist. In addition, you will rely on the material world for your security. Due to your lack of confidence, you may have withdrawn close to your parents and family. You may even unfairly make them your scapegoats. In the past, you refused to grow and acted in an infantile manner. You found it difficult to take risks and always tended to play it safe. You organized your life around the search for security, and this caused you to organize your life around the rules of the society. You became an officer of the law, or even perhaps a politician. Your correction in this lifetime will teach you maturity. You will stop looking to your family and will accept your own responsibilities. In this way, you will learn to take the pleasures in risk-taking. You will enjoy committing yourself without forethought. You will gain self-mastery and readiness to fulfill your spiritual mission in this life. The month of Shavuot. The tikkun in Aquarius will make you face difficulties in your marriage, namely accepting a partner as an equal with whom you to share everything. This is the preliminary skill to overcome your pride. At the outset of your present incarnation, you still sought the admiration to which you were formerly accustomed. You arrogantly exploited your power to control others. Considering yourself the center of the universe was your way of expressing a need for love and gratitude. You had to struggle to discern reality. Having lived in an artificial world, you had great difficulty finding a spiritual path. As one used to ruling over your subjects, climbing down does not come naturally to you. A tikkun in Aquarius engenders certain obstacles in relationships. In marriage, for example, you must slowly but surely abandon your preoccupation with your own selfish desires. You will have to exchange your sacrosanct independence for a new concept, interdependence. This world is not me versus all others. We are all equal on the same level. If you give up honor and glamour, you will succeed in creating an immense restriction and take control of the duality of your correction, your personal life, along with your humanitarian mission. The Tikkun in Aquarius is, in fact, that is of the true missionary. You can attain the consciousness of a cosmic reality and feel responsible for humanity as a whole. You can know true friendship and perhaps even universal fraternity. Having inherited a leonine power, you have the strength to accomplish this task. Utilize it for the benefit of all. You can experience an exceptional and unique adventure in the history of humanity if you manage the most difficult restriction, silencing your ego and practicing humility and modesty while living in simplicity. These are goals that all people should aspire to. The month of Adar. The Tikkun in Pisces is transforming from seeing the world through physical senses to recognizing and acting upon your spiritual senses. Why do you need to do that? After all, for centuries, people have been taught that what they see is the cause of things. And even then, they do not understand why things seem to happen to them. They normally survive and eventually thrive again. But that is not the point. That is not the process. If you throw a baseball at a window, the window will break. Is this a true or false statement? Take a video of the flight of the ball and you will see that the window starts to break a moment before the ball strikes the window. What is it we learn from this? Nothing happens in our world that has a physical cause. The cause of everything that happens in the physical world has a spiritual cause. Learn this well. Everyone needs to learn this well. This is the Tikkun of the Pisces, and this is the influence of everyone during the month of Pisces. That is why the holiday of Purim, which gives us the opportunity to see the spiritual cause behind the story of Purim, and to see the ultimate spiritual cause of everything, which is Hashem. The scroll of Purim is read during the month of Pisces for this reason. During Adar, look for the concealed. Look for the actual cause, the spiritual cause. The person born in Pisces is given psychic abilities so that they will be able to see the spiritual causes. During Adar, all of us will find it easier to see these spiritual causes, even without our psychic abilities being active. The influence of each month on people with other signs. During the month of Nisan, every year towards the end of Nisan, the world experiences the worst confrontations between various groups, be they countries that are in conflict or war, or by groups involved with conflicts. This comes from the influence of Mars, the planet of war during Nisan. We will all will experience that push towards conflict. Yet by using the tool of binding by striking, we are able to generate the emotional strength to overcome our personal conflicts and effect reconciliation. Nisan is an opportune time to build bridges and make peace with people with whom you're in conflict. When did Black Lives Matter protests take off? the opportunity to unify was lost this past April. The influence of Taurus, the Iyar, which means the bull in Hebrew, is on all of us during the month of Iyar. During Iyar, the word healing actually means fulfillment of our desires. Someone in pain has a desire to relieve the pain. Someone who is ill has a desire to become well. Healing means your desires can be fulfilled this month. Often we relinquish control of our lives to doctors, to lawyers, and to other experts, expecting them to heal our physical, financial, and emotional wounds, or somehow make everything well. However, true healing and fulfillment is our own responsibility. This spiritual truth is made more evident this month as the effulgent light radiating in Iyar inspires us to seek healing and fulfillment from within. Sivan, following this path will lead to a transformation of your abilities. Your curiosity will give you access to the surrounding world. But this time, through the sharing of knowledge, by doing this, you will find new and more profound meaning in your working life and in your most intimate relationships. You will understand that a true and lasting freedom is forged from your connections to others and from an exchange of ideas that lead to a true metamorphosis. In comparison to the energy of Iyar in Taurus, Sivan and the astrological sign of Gemini will feel extremely positive and balances the proper path. Yet the energy of quickness can lead people to misunderstand and follow the path of negativity that leads away from balance. Please utilize the tool of binding by striking. This month, try to remember that binding by striking is the path to our Creator and to absolute happiness and pleasure. And this is the month of true balance. What can we expect during Tammuz? During Tammuz, we will all be exposed to deep changing emotions. Summer starts during Tammuz, and our life patterns and habits change from our normal school year patterns. This causes us to become reactive to the new patterns. Try not to travel during the 3-week period. Try to not allow yourself to become reactive. Try to stop your reactions during this period. Use the energy of healing from Iyar and the energy of balance from Sivan to achieve the completion of unification of our homes and families during the month of Tammuz. Enjoy the month of Av. You will feel like royalty because you are. Just don't look at everyone else as your servant. Realize that they are royalty too, and you are there to serve them. The spiritual actions of cleansing that one does during Elul lead to the practical aspect of changing the year ahead. Do not be like the past year. Did you have a good year? Do you want it to repeat exactly as it did this year? Then you should not change anything about yourself. Yet most of us realize that we still have chaos and need to change something. Whatever we change during the month of Elul will impact the energy we receive on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the year ahead manifests in our life. When you clean your house, when you clean your spiritual essence, during Elul, you clean your chaos from the year ahead. Tishrei, for all of us, the influence influence of the astrological sign of Libra will deal with beginnings. Any problems you had during the past year with beginnings came from last Rosh Hashanah and indicate your beginnings last year were not truly pure and needed more care and commitment on your part. Since the beginning of Tishrei is a time of reflection, it will be beneficial to make sure that any seeds planted this year will take additional effort and care to manifest during the coming year. The more effort you put forth, the purer your motives, and the greater your sharing consciousness this month will manifest as much sweeter fruit during the year if you do this. Heshvan is a difficult month. Remember Tammuz and the first half of Av? In Heshvan, our material desires come to the forefront of our minds. Strive to overcome these thoughts and desires as they are not ever true for us in Heshvan. They are false desires. If we realize this and do not pursue them, we develop spiritual strength and build our vessel to receive the miracles waiting for us next month in Kislev. In Kislev, during Kislev, you will have the opportunity to see outside of your comfort zone. And more importantly, you will be able to choose to go outside of your comfort zone. You will actually be given the opportunities to transform your comfort zone so that your life movie will become less chaotic. Hopefully, you will make that choice. Tibet. During Tibet, every person will be influenced by the Tibet energy that will bring us the opportunity to see the ultimate paradox. To gain control, we must relinquish control. The energy of this month will push us to see everything as separated from everything else. Resist that energy by retaining the consciousness that you are not acting alone, that you are part of a larger, more complex plan that includes everyone and everything around you. This enlightened consciousness will prevent your impure actions from hurting others and allow your positive actions to grow the revelation of light in the world. In conclusion, our sages teach an adage that applies to the energy of the month of Tibet. The adage is, the body enjoys the body. Most people understand this to relate to a sexual meaning, since the period of Shovavim usually starts in Tibet. Shovavim has the meaning of mischievous, unruly, or naughty. Sometimes the word lecherous is applied as well. There is a deeper meaning that reveals to us a deeper meaning to the energy of Tibet. In Numbers chapter 21, verses 14, the Torah speaks of the wars of Hashem immediately followed by the phrase, Et Wahev Besufa. What is the concept of the wars of Hashem? Our sages teaches that the wars of Hashem represents the ideas of two bodies cleaving together. This is because cleaving can only be achieved in the physical world. In the spiritual world, the consciousness of two spiritual entities defines their separation. It is impossible for them to cleave together. This can only happen in the physical world. The wars of Hashem is a clashing of ideas in a search for truth. This is the meaning of the Hebrew phrase machloket, an argument for the search of truth. During Tibet, the energy appears to be separated. The operative word is appearance. If we realize that energies are always unified, then we can bring these ideas, these energies into cleaving together. That is the meaning of the body enjoying the body. That is also the correction that can be achieved during Tibet. People can be brought together in unity. And let us pray that this will be accomplished during this Tibet. And may we all say, Amen. In the month of Shabbat, we arouse an abundance of light, and for that reason, the Zohar reveals that the final redemption will take place in the age and month of Aquarius. Let go of your negativity, and you will receive an equal measure of pure light in return. Hanging on to our ego, opinions, bad habits, and other self-indulgences will cause us to miss the myriad of opportunities or spiritual connections that occur in this light-filled month. In Adar, the influence of Pisces, which is fishes or dagim in Hebrew, on all of us during the month of Adar. The more we engage in the pursuit of happiness to fulfill our desires, the more elusive joy will be. Likewise, the more we dedicate ourselves to bringing happiness to others, the more joy will rain down upon us from the heavens above. This is the paradoxical power of Adar. This is why the astrological influence is called Dagim, fishes in the plural. This month, focus on bringing happiness to others so that you will receive happiness yourself. This is the most important rule to practice during Adar and also during the balance of the new year that starts in Nisan. That's the end of our class. I'm reminding you, because we're out of time, that we need to make a connection to the Tikkun Rachel. You'll find that handout on the revealed astrological. You'll find that handout on the Astrological Times landing page. It's about 2 or 3 inches down from the top. Please make the connection this afternoon. We will have 2 more classes today, a deep Zohar at 4:30 West Coast time, and we will be studying an essay from the Ari that is related to the 3-week period in our 7 o'clock class. Our 11 o'clock class tomorrow morning will be continuing our study of the Sefer Yehoshua, the Book of Joshua. Does anyone have any questions? I'll wait a minute or so for you to unmute yourself. Are there any questions? You all have a beautiful afternoon. Shalom. Much
Shalom.
In your life. Shalom.